Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Paul Sun, President and CEO of IronUn. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for the invite, Jim.
My pleasure. So this is the first time that IronUn has been on our podcast here. Can you take a few minutes and introduce the company?
Yes. So IronUn is a B2B generative AI vision analytics software company. We're based out in Stamford, Connecticut. We pioneered many of the breakthrough AI, especially in the vision applications over the past decade, in applying all sorts of interesting AI vision algorithms for many business verticals. It's been quite a journey, and we're really excited to share some of the stories that we're going through.
Excellent. AI is always an interesting topic here. We've already started touching on it. We're going to continue to. But I really want to focus on the proliferation of edge computing. It seems that edge has been a topic for quite some time, and it always seems that it's just around the corner from breaking out and going big. How do you see the maturity of edge across the various use cases today?
Yeah, very good question. Actually, in the domain of AI vision, which IronUn specializes in, where we apply AI video analytics for many enterprise Fortune 5000 companies and all over the world, probably in over 40 countries now, is actually quietly being deployed at the edge. All sorts of vision analytics, for example, finding objects, video search, intrusion detection for security, safety of normal events, and majority actually in the business world, enterprise, the deployment actually is using edge computing. There's not much fanfare within the physical security and safety space. Part of it is just the industry tends to be very conservative. People don't broadcast what they deploy to keep the enterprise secure. But believe it, the majority of it is actually edge computing. And there are many reasons why that's the case. We can definitely elaborate and talk about it.
Excellent. I'm glad you brought that up because you really have covered kind of two of the classical things people are really doing in both the AI and edge computing space. So it's great to see them coming together with your business model here. But I'm sure there are also some impediments, right? So what are some of the things, whether it's infrastructure or you kind of mentioned privacy or security or confidentiality of their business that they want to keep limited? What limits customers from taking full advantage of edge computing?
So let's do this. Let's take a step back and look at edge computing versus cloud computing, some of the pros and cons that we see in the real world that works in the field. For example, one of the things that we do in vision requires massive amount of bandwidth. You're talking about, for example, pulling in surveillance camera, IP cameras. A typical organization, let's say just a mid-sized company, will typically have anywhere from tens of cameras to hundreds, and the bandwidth required to pull that into the cloud sometimes can be very expensive, or it's not even available in remote locations. So edge computing becomes one of the key solutions in that ecosystem. The second is, of course, the cost, the total cost of ownership to bring the massive video, unlike a text-based or information or AI system that's doing, for example, like Chatbox or ChatGPT, that's very popular now. The text doesn't require much bandwidth, but that's very different for AI vision application, whether it's for security, safety. Safety would be, for example, in a hospital, identify a person trip and fall, or a construction area if a worker does not have a safety PPE, hard hat, vest, and so forth. There's a lot of benefit to using edge devices to alleviate those two main issues that prevents enterprise to bring a lot of the video into a public cloud or private cloud scenario. So that is what's the benefit for doing the edge cloud computing. But of course, cloud computing do represent a fairly good way to scale up a deployment very quickly and also saving time on updates. And you can have a single contact point to push, for example, software updates across all of the edge devices in a very seamless way. So there are many pros and cons, and every organization should take a look at their requirements, the architecture. The good news is the AI vision has many architecture that can suit different use cases and requirements.
Let's talk about that, because we want to talk about how are you and how are the industry evolving and addressing some of the challenges like limited bandwidth. We see also the other side, demands for higher resolution on the video. What do you see is coming next in terms of addressing these gaps and bridging the need for more with the infrastructure required and cost required to meet that need?
Yeah. So one of the things that, Jim, you brought up, the impediments on edge computing, I would say that one of the main impediments on wide-scale edge deployment is just the sheer scale of some of the infrastructure that's already built out. Let me give you some numbers to put into perspective. For example, today in the U.S. alone, there's well over 350 million cameras deployed in companies' businesses. And globally, I've seen reports of well over a billion, something like 1.5 billion IP cameras that deployed in all sorts of business deployment, whether you're in a train station, airport, public venue, stadiums. The surveillance camera is pretty much everywhere now. And each one of that represent an endpoint. And how do you scale up on those edge cameras and enable, for example, with advanced AI intelligence software, the time to do that kind of scale becomes one of the main impediments, especially if you have to do the last mile deployment. Think about sending a truck roll to every location, right? There's only so many field engineers or field technicians that can do this. So how to do this in an efficient, low-cost, last-mile deployment is the primary challenge. And the good news is it's an operation challenge. It's actually not a technology, whether relate to AI. We offer really advanced Docker containerized Kubernetes that can orchestrate very large-scale deployment from hundreds to tens of thousands of those deployments pretty much seamlessly now.
Excellent. So let's dig a bit deeper into some of the types of customers. You've given us a couple of really good high-level examples here of where Edge is really delivering business value today. Are there specific industries that are kind of leading that charge? And where do you think we might see a change as we look the back half of this year and into next?
Yeah, we started the AI journey of offering some of the most advanced AI algorithms and starting 10 years ago with the deep learning technology. And over the last couple of years, of course, it's starting to migrate to generative AI transformer type solutions. And a couple of verticals very quickly adopted the AI technology. The first one is actually in the physical security industry. I'm sure you've seen images or scenarios where security officers sitting in front of 20 screens and try to identify if there's an intruder coming to it. I mean, you may be able to do that for 10 cameras, but if you have 1,000 cameras, it's not a job for humans, really. So that industry has been totally disrupted by the AI deep learning technology starting from about 6-7 years ago and gradually migrating into smart city deployments. We're working with some smart cities where the entire city's traffic are starting to get digitized by video cameras. So what does that mean? That means imagine a city with 1,000 intersections that currently there's no good way of synchronizing a particular street or main street other than just fix a certain time between spring when school starts and only the main throughway through the city, the lights are synchronized. Think about it at scale. When we have every intersection across thousands of intersections in the entire city that is fully synchronized. And with that, you of course need the AI vision that collect the data for the traffic pattern. And that's exactly what we're doing at scale now. And the broader impact on this is, for example, on a large city of New York, if you just save a one table commute of 20 to 30 minutes of 2 to 3 minutes across 100,000 drivers every day, the return on investment and the benefit to the citizens and the traffic and the less pollution, there are many, many studies that it's fairly transformative in terms of those type of applications.
Even small improvements at such scale, it multiplies quickly, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You mentioned some of the innovations here. What is Iron doing to meet some of these needs, and how is your technology and solutions you deliver unique?
One of the things that Iron do fairly well is the accuracy. Many of the enterprise customers, the needs are highly accurate. So accuracy tends to be one thing that over the years we have applied all sorts of technology from deep learning to transformer technology to generate highly, highly accurate results. That's one. And also the breadth of requirements or functionality features are actually very diverse, from cities to physical security to casinos to banks to schools. Each one of them are very different. So Iron offer a single platform, single pane of glass, so to speak, that can cover well over 30 main use cases, whether it's in a physical security, safety, or a smart city application. So it's a really convenient, easy to deploy system. That's what makes Iron really stand out in the marketplace.
And then do you do pre-training and provide some level of pre-packaging for, you mentioned 30 use cases. So you can take your expertise and embed it into the solution and then allow customers to extend it for their specific uses?
Yes. So the beauty of the software, it's actually a pre-packaged shrink wrap plug and play AI video analytics. For example, let's say you have an access control in a parking lot. So if you have a camera that monitors the entrance, by installing a software that recognizes the license plate, now you can automate the opening and closing of the gate, or do a recording of how long a particular vehicle stay at the parking, so you can do billing and so forth. That whole process is pretty much a shrink wrap plug and play. There's no customization. There's no code that customer has to deploy. You simply connect to the IP cameras and the software will do that type of recognition, automation of the operation on parking management. And there are many other use cases very similar. So we pride on making a very complicated technology like Gen AI, deep learning technology, very easy to deploy and to use by the end users.
So again, a lot of this is software getting incredibly smart, but also doing an incredible amount of work. What's the dependency? How do you work with hardware providers, whether it's systems and CPUs and GPUs? How do you work with that to make sure that you're getting the infrastructure that can power the advanced needs of your customers?
Very, very good question. It's actually a very challenging market. The technology is complicated like hell. You not only have to deal with, like you say, the software aspect of it. For those of us that evolved in AI for the past 10, 20 years, is the pace of innovation just on the AI software side is truly difficult to keep up, to be quite honest.
Yes.
We do this every day. We still find that we need more time to keep track of all the innovation, let alone the hardware aspect that you mentioned. So part of the challenge for us as a solution provider is to deal with those complexity, hide it. Most users don't really want to know that details of how that's been done. So we package into a hardware software, many times are deployed as an appliance. So just like an appliance in your house, you just simply plug it into a power, connect to the network, and voila, the rest of them will be set up fairly straightforward. And that actually is the trick to scale up something like this. It has to be very, very easy to deploy.
Yeah, just given the numbers that you mentioned earlier, right? The billions of devices, it has to be not only easy, but it also has to meet a bunch of different needs, right? Because you're going to have ruggedization needs, you're going to have size needs, you're going to have power limitations. I mean, the types of environments you're going into are going to be incredibly diverse, I would imagine.
Oh, for sure. It's a very dynamic marketplace. There's all sorts of innovation, whether to make it lower power, like you mentioned, a very small footprint, to ruggedize. So each single description, you're talking about a lot of company people devoting serious time, effort, resource to make a solution that's really workable in the real world. It's a very dynamic, exciting space. There's no doubt moment for sure.
Well, it is an exciting space. Where can people find out a little bit more about your technology and your company and connect with your team?
Yes, we welcome any inquiries. To please visit us at iron.com. That is iron.com for more information. And also feel free to contact us.
Fantastic. This has been a great discussion, Paul. Thanks a lot for sharing your insights with us today.
Yes. Thank you, Jim, for the opportunity to talk to your audiences.
My pleasure. And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.